From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Lindsay Brolini with a quick look at your state and local news. Panels of Juneau volunteers have heard appeals for 68 commercial property assessments this year. So far, the property owners have lost every case. Another 100-plus cases are unresolved. The fight is mostly about whether the city assessor was legally justified to raise commercial land values in Juneau by 50% earlier this year. These values directly affect property tax bills and the balance of who pays for city services. KTOO's Jeremy Shea reports that many of the property owners are committed to take the fight to court.
A Juneau lawyer named Robert Spitzfaden is representing many of the commercial property owners contesting the jump in their land values. He's been super frustrated with the process, particularly with the time limits the city's appeals panels have imposed on each hearing. Here's what happened when he ran out of time during one hearing in October.
Point of order. Our time is over for the appellant. Can we moving on to the next portion of this hearing?
Okay, well, just let me say once again, you're cutting us off.
Point of order.
This is a due process problem. This is a constitutional issue. You are cutting it off before we can get our full testimony, as you can clearly see.
A lot of his objections are specifically for the record. He's talking to a judge in the future who will hear the next appeal in state court. At least twice, Spitzfaden has gone out of his way to insult the panels during the proceedings by calling them a kangaroo court. He's essentially saying these hearings are just for show and impossible for him to win. In at least one case, the appeal went extra bad for him. An internal review did reveal an error in the assessment, and after it was fixed, Spitzfaden's client owed almost $18,000 more in taxes on that property this year than if he hadn't appealed at all. Part of Spitzfaden's frustration is that the panels tell him he isn't presenting enough evidence. He says he isn't getting enough time to get through his questions for the assessor's office staff and to hear from his expert witnesses to get to that evidence. City Finance Director Jeff Rogers has watched a lot of the appeals hearings, which can run for several hours a night.
My big takeaway from watching the hearings is that the public doesn't well understand how a government assessment process works.
That process is what Spitzfaden really wants to challenge. He wants to make a case that the assessor's methodology that led to the mass increase in commercial land values was fundamentally flawed. City officials maintain that the assessor's methodology is sound, fits with state and professional standards, and is backed by decades of Alaska case law. Peggy Ann McConaughey is a real estate expert and one of Spitzfaden's first clients to lose an appeal last month for a commercial building she owns. She's also sort of a spokesperson for the group of property owners Spitzfaden is representing. And a quick disclosure, I used to work for McConaughey's business in the summer of 2012. Property owners who lose these cases at the city level have 30 days to appeal to state court. As of Thursday, none had. McConaughey's deadline is imminent.
And so, you know, I'm appealing to the court. Oh, hell yeah. There's no way that I'm going to allow the Board of Equalization to limit the ability of the appellant to present a reasonable, cognizant case.
McConaughey's extra taxes from this year's assessment hike could easily be eclipsed by attorney's fees.
It's not the short term that we're looking at, it's the long term.
City officials say this year's increase in commercial land values is the first step toward correcting years of neglect in Juneau's commercial property values. Next year, the assessor's office intends to catch up values for buildings and other improvements. For most commercial properties, neither had changed in a decade or more.
I'm mad as hell, and as many of us. And it's not going to be just a one-year fight. This is going to be a fight we're going to take for 2 or 3 years.
There is already a way to complain to the state assessor's office about the local assessor's process. That office hasn't gotten any complaints about Juneau's assessments this year. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
The Juneau School District is no longer requiring students to quarantine at home after being exposed to someone who tests positive for COVID-19. As KTOO's Bridget Dowd reports, instead, families now have the option to use antigen tests before sending their kids out the door.
The school district received 850 antigen tests from the state. They're being distributed to families on a case-by-case basis when students are exposed to someone who's COVID positive. Juneau School District Superintendent Bridget Weiss says so far this month, that's happened about 6 times.
In each of those cases, we were able to eliminate the need for students to quarantine. And so far, none of those tests have come back positive.
In the past, when unvaccinated students were exposed, they had to stay home from school for 7 days. They would get a PCR test on day 5 to make sure they were clear, and they could return to school on day 8. Until recently, all elementary school students were unvaccinated, which meant frequent quarantines for classes in those grade levels. Now, when unvaccinated students are exposed, the family can decide whether they'd like to quarantine or pick up antigen tests to use for the week instead.
We give them to the parents when we notify them that their child was a close contact, and they test their child before school. With a negative on that antigen test, then they can send their kid to school.
Juneau Public Health still suggests those kids stay away from community activities during that time. If the student develops symptoms at any point during that period, they have to get a PCR test instead. They're also required to get a PCR test on day 5, even if they don't develop symptoms. If that leaves you wondering what the difference is between an at-home antigen test and a PCR lab test, you're not alone. Juneau Emergency Manager Robert Barr says a PCR test is much more sensitive.
By sensitive, I mean it requires a lot less of the virus in the sample to return a positive result, whereas an antigen test is not as sensitive, so you need more of that virus on the specimen in order for it to return a positive result.
So a PCR test will detect COVID sooner than an antigen test, but Barr says that doesn't mean antigen tests aren't as good.
It's generally thought that the amount of viral load that you need to be infectious correlates pretty well with the sensitivity of antigen tests. So while a PCR test might detect you a little bit sooner, even before you're infectious, antigen tests are pretty good at detecting you once you are infectious.
Both tests require a nasal swab. The hope is that as more students get vaccinated and as long as they don't show any symptoms, fewer families will have to worry about testing at all. During the first round of city-run vaccine clinics for children 5 and up, 648 kids received a shot. Second dose clinics for those children will begin the Monday after Thanksgiving. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.
It happens every year. Fall somehow abandons us to winter. Juneau drivers hitting the road this morning got a taste of it as the first big winter storm blew in, bringing snow showers and blizzard-like conditions.
Just everybody just needs to slow down. We got 40 miles of road. Just slow down.
Stanley, no, not that Stanley, owns Excel Towing and Recovery Corporation.
It's actually Stanley James Lee Jr. I do sign autographs. I don't write comics anymore, but I'm not dead.
Every year, when Juneau gets its first big winter storm, Lee knows he's going to get a lot of calls from people who weren't quite ready to switch to winter driving, and they end up sliding off the roads. He says it's usually in the same places every year, too.
The most dangerous turn that we have a problem with here in town, summer, winter, is one of them is the turns by the yacht club. Everybody needs to slow down between the high school and the yacht club.
Aside from slowing down, Lee has a few other tips for Juneau residents as well. He says if you do run off the road, call the towing company directly. If the police do it, Lee says it's more expensive. Juneau Police Lieutenant Craig Campbell says he doesn't have the numbers yet, but he knows this type of snowy day tends to lead to more crashes and people running off the roads.
Even though people live here, it takes a little time period for people to remember, okay, it's winter, I got to do winter driving. Maybe people start getting their winter tires back on, but there's definitely a time period where we see a little more crashes where when the snow starts coming in.
He says another problem intersection is the so-called McNugget intersection.
It's just a term for that intersection at Glacier Highway at Egan, right next to McDonald's.
Campbell says that area gets slippery. He says the highway in front of Fred Meyer's heading into downtown also sees a lot of crashes because people accelerate and lose control. Both Campbell and Lee asked that drivers remember to slow down and change lanes when they see emergency vehicles. It's the law, and it can prevent another crash. National Weather Service forecasters say snow showers will continue through Friday. Then another weather system is expected to move in that will bring low temperatures, potentially down into the teens. When that happens, it'll be time for Juneauites to turn on faucets to keep their pipes from freezing. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says it's extending through May a timeline to decide how or whether to proceed with proposed restrictions on mining in Alaska's Bristol Bay region. The agency's acting regional administrator says the extension will allow time to consider available information and determine next steps.